St. Patrick's Day. Anybody wearing green? You know, St. Patrick was really a wonderful Christian missionary. He wasn't Irish, he was Scottish. And he, first of all, was a slave in Ireland. And he escaped. And during that time, he found the Lord. And then he sensed a call of God to go to Ireland to tell them about Jesus. So he spent the rest of his life as a missionary there, telling them the good news. He said of himself, "I'm a sinner saved by grace." Now, Jew, are you on the line somewhere?
Yeah, so那个今天是圣帕特里克节，圣帕特里克节一般都是说是爱尔兰人的节日，但圣帕特里克是个苏格兰人，他是到爱尔兰那边传教的一个宣教士。 因为他自己是被神得着，然后呢，他就奉献自己的生命来为神传道。Okay,
I want to speak to you today on three bridges.
今天我们要讲的是三座桥梁。Now,
why would anyone want to build a bridge?
为什么有人想要造桥呢？
It's expensive. It's difficult to build. It's hard to maintain.
这个桥造价很高，而且有难度造起来，而且呢还要去维护。Interestingly,
a study has shown that there are 46,000 bridges in the United States that are structurally deficient. That is, they're in poor condition, and they're in need of repair.
有一个研究表明，在美国已经有46,000座桥梁年久失修了。Now
you want to keep that in mind the next time you cross a bridge.
你下次过桥的时候，你要想着这事儿。So
why build a bridge?
那为什么还要造桥呢？
Well, a bridge is to build is built to span a chasm of some kind.
人们造桥是为了要来跨越某种鸿沟。People
on one side of a cliff want to visit people on the other side of the cliff.
在一座悬崖的一边的人想要跨过去到另一边。
And they don't want to go through the hassle of going down through the chasm and climbing up the other side. So they build a bridge. Now, most bridges have some kind of a foundation on either side. And then they'll lay a bridge deck toward the middle, connecting it when they get there. Now, here's the reason I'm bringing this up. Over the centuries, human beings have realized that there is a God and that He has created the heavens and the earth.
And
their thought of God is that He must be very powerful and a whole lot holier than they are.
在人们的心目中，神是非常的高大，高高在上，非常完美的。In
their minds, God is very high and mighty and powerful.
神是非常的有大能，非常完美，非常高大的。Now
at the same time, they look at themselves.
那么人再看看自己呢？And
they say, "Well, I can't live up to my own expectations, let alone God's expectations."
人们意识到，我连自己的对自己的期望都达不到，更不要说来达到神的期望了。I
can't keep my own conscience clean, let alone live up to the moral perfection that God demands.
我自己都不能觉得自己的良心能够过得去，更不要说能够达到神完美的标准。Furthermore,
they look at the world around them.
然后他们又看看身边的世人。
And they see darkness.
看到很黑暗的东西。
There's mean thoughts and words.
看到人们非常的刻薄。
They see self-serving deeds.
看到人们行为很自私。
They see greed.
看到人们都很贪婪。
They see injustice.
看到不公正。
They see prejudice.
看到很多偏见。
They see anger.
看到很多愤怒。
They see murder.
看到很多杀戮。
And they wonder, well, if we're going to have a relationship with Holy God, How's it going to happen when there's so much distance between us?
那他们就会想，如果我们想要和神和这个圣洁的神建立关系，
when there's such a deep chasm that separates us,
我们中间隔着一道鸿沟。
Humans are on one side of the chasm, and God is on the other side of the chasm.
人类在鸿沟的一边，神在鸿沟的另一边。
So what can we do to span that chasm? How can we build a bridge between humans and God?
那么我们怎么样能够弥补这个鸿沟呢？怎么样在人类和神之间能够架一座桥梁呢？
And so religious system after religious system came into being.
所以人类就有很多的宗教体系。
And if you look at the major world religions and ask, where does the effort start in this idea of building a bridge that leads to God?
你看看人类的宗教体系里面，他们是怎么想，怎么来弥补这个鸿沟的？
Study any major religion, and you'll find that the process to span the chasm of separation between human beings and God starts on the human side.
世界上很多的宗教都是从人这头开始。
The religious system says that we human beings have to live better.
这些宗教思想会告诉你说，人要活得更好。
That we have to be more religious.
要更虔诚。
That we have to pray a certain amount of prayers.
要经常祷告。
That we have to do a certain amount of charitable deeds.
要常做善事。
That we have to render a certain amount of service.
并且要去为人服务。
And the idea is that through extensive human effort, maybe lasting a lifetime, human beings will be able to span the chasm between them and God.
这个意思就是说，通过人类不懈的努力，也许有一天是可以填补这个鸿沟。
And hopefully by the end of their life, if they work real hard at it, they'll end up over on the other side, and then they'll enjoy a relationship with God that will last for all eternity.
也许某一天，当他们要死的时候，他们已经做了足够的善事，他们就能够到神那里去。
Now again, you study every major world religion.
你去研究一下世界上主要的宗教。
And it starts on the human side.
都是从人这头着手的。
And it requires enormous human effort.
要求人类付出不断的努力。
And in the end, there's no proof or sense of peace that one is going to get it all done before he or she dies.
但是就是如此，他们也没有给你一个承诺，给你一个平安，让你知道说你是能够达到这个目的。
Now contrast that with biblical Christianity.
那么对比我们圣经里面的教导。
Read the Bible.
我们要好好的读圣经。
And it says something remarkable.
因为圣经里面的话是非常的奇妙。
It says that God from his side saw the chasm that separated himself from sinful man and women.
圣经告诉我们说，神知道我们中间的这段鸿沟，神从他那头开始着手。
And God knew that no amount of human effort on our part, no amount of bridge work on a human side would ever be enough to bridge that chasm.
神知道人类凭自己的努力，无论如何是不能填补这个鸿沟的。
So God took the responsibility on himself.
所以神自己着手来解决这个问题。
He laid the foundation on his side.
他从他那边开始建桥。
And he built a bridge that spanned the chasm all the way over to the human side.
从他那边开始建一座桥梁来达到人类这一边。
And it was motivated by his love for us.
这全都出自于他对人的爱。
And when did it happen?
那什么时候开始呢？
Well, it happened when God sent Jesus, his son, to earth to die on the cross.
这就是从神把爱子耶稣基督送到世上开始的。
Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书5:8节说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Now think of Jesus hanging on that cross.
你们看看耶稣基督 挂在这个十字架上。
And think of the cross as being the bridge that spans the chasm from the chasm of sin from God's side all the way over to the human side.
十字架就是这样一座桥梁，跨越了罪的鸿沟，从上帝这边一直达到人类这边。
And because of it, God makes it possible for us to walk across the bridge into a relationship with Him.
正因如此，神才使我们人类能够跨过这座桥，与他建立关系。
Now this requires that we humans have to make a decision.
那么这个就要求人类要做一个决定。
And it's the most important decision that we could ever make.
这是人类今生所能做的最重要的一个决定。
And the decision is this.
就是这个。
We have to abandon our own human effort to span the chasm and walk across the bridge that God built for us through Jesus.
我们必须放弃人类跨越鸿沟的努力，必须走上神通过耶稣为我们建造的桥梁。
Or to just keep on going with our own human effort, hoping that it's going to be good enough and that it will land us in a relationship with God someday.
或者只是继续我们自己的努力，希望我们自己的努力足以使我们与上帝建立这个关系。
Now scripture is clear.
圣经说得很清楚。
Your own effort won't make it. It will fall short.
你自己的努力永远不会成功，它永远也达不到目的。
Only the bridge that God provided through Jesus will bring us into a relationship with God.
只有神通过主耶稣建造的这座桥梁，能够让我们能够跟他建立关系。
And that's the decision every one of us have to make sometime in our lifetime.
那是每一个人在人生中必须要做出的一个决定。
I was 5 years old when I walked across that bridge.
我五岁的时候走过了这座桥。
And although I was very young, I wanted to make sure that I got it right.
虽然我那时候很小，我非常的渴望能够做一个正确的决定。
I wanted to make sure that I went to heaven.
我想要肯定自己能够到达天堂。
And I wanted God in my life.
非常想让神进入我的生命。
And I learned that that could only happen through Jesus.
我当时知道，只有通过耶稣才能达到这个目的。
So I invited Jesus to come into my life.
所以我邀请耶稣基督进入到我的生命。
And I asked him to forgive me of all of my sin and to give me eternal life in heaven.
我求耶稣赦免我的罪，给我永恒里面的生命。
And later, when I was 13, I declared my decision publicly in baptism.
我十三岁的时候，当众宣布了我的决定，在众人面前受洗归入主的名下。
I walked across the bridge that God built, and I've been connected with God ever since.
我走过了神为我造的这座桥，并且从那以后就与神有了连结。
And the good news is that anybody can walk across that bridge and experience God's salvation.
好消息就是，世上任何一个人都能够走过这座桥，并且能够经历与神的连接。
And God promises He'll give you a more satisfying life and an eternal life when your life is connected with Him.
神也应许我们，只要我们与他有了连接，我们就有一个更加丰盛的、更加美满的生命。
John 1:12 says this, to those who receive him, that's just another word for walking across that bridge, to them he gives the right to become children of God, to those who believe in him and trust him for salvation.
约翰福音一章十二节说，凡接待他的，也就是说那些走过这座桥的人，就是信他名的人，神就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Now those being baptized today,are declaring to you that they have walked across that bridge.
今天要受洗的人，即将在众人面前宣称他们要走过这座桥。
They have put their faith in Jesus as their Savior and received Him.
他们把自己的信心交给了主耶稣，并且接受他做自己的救主。
And they know that He alone can connect them with God.
他们很清楚地知道只有耶稣自己能够带领他们与神建立连结。
Now what happens when you do that and you're on the other side?
那么当你在另一边做了这件事会发生什么？
Once you're in a relationship with him, what then?
一旦跟主建立了联系，下面会怎么样？
Well, I encourage people to start a conversation with God right away.
我建议大家立刻和神开始对话。
Begin talking to God.
开始和神来对话。
Tell him what's on your mind.
告诉他你头脑里面想的什么。
Ask him questions.
向他问问题。
Talk to him every day.
每天和他交谈。
And you'll find that he's a ready listener.
你会发现他是一个愿意倾听的人。
And then I encourage them to listen to what God has to say to them by reading the Bible.
然后你也要通过读圣经来倾听神向你说的话。
God speaks to us through the Bible.
神是通过圣经与我们对话的。
And you'll be amazed how God will advise you and direct you with things that you need for this very day and some decision that you have to make.
你会很惊讶地发现, 每一天神会针对你当天遇到的事情向你发出指令。
So read a portion of the Bible every day.
所以每天读一点圣经。
Because God will talk to you through the Bible.
因为神是通过圣经对你讲话的。
And then you need to be prepared for another bridge building project.
然后你就要做好准备, 因为还要造一座桥。
As a result of living connected with God, God's going to make some changes from the inside out.
因为当你与神连接了以后, 神将会在你身上做出由内向外的改变。
Your thinking will change.
你思维方式会改变。
Your values will change.
你的价值体系会改变。
The way you relate to others will change.
你与他人相处的方式将会改变。
God is going to give you the nature of a bridge builder just like he is.
神会给你一个新的本性, 就是一个造桥者的本性, 就像他自己一样。
Now before you cross the bridge when you were not living close to God, chasms, relational chasms, existed between you and others.
当你不认识神之前, 你会发现人生处处都是鸿沟。
You would get with someone, upset with someone.
你会和某人产生一些嫌隙。
Maybe at home.
也许是家人。
Maybe at work.
也许是工作上的人。
Maybe right here in the church.
甚至是教会里的人。
And it resulted in an unresolved conflict between you and that person.
会造成你跟那个人一个很大的一个冲突。
But so what?
然后呢?
As long as you can avoid that person, it's okay.
你可以试图去逃避那个人, 不见他就好。
You just stay clear of him or her.
躲着他就行了。
Now some people live with all kinds of chasms and distances in their relationships with other people.
有些人的生命人际关系中存在着各种各样的鸿沟和跨越的距离。
And it doesn't bother them.
这些好像并不困扰他们。
But when you cross the bridge that God built,
但是一旦你跨过了神为你做的这座桥的时候,
when you're connected with God through what Jesus did for you on the cross,
一旦你走过了耶稣基督这座桥与神建立连接的时候,
one of the things that's going to happen to you is that you'll develop a dislike for the chasm, relational chasms in your life.
你生命中会发生一个改变，就是你会变得很不喜欢这种人际关系的鸿沟。
When you have a relational problem with someone else, it's going to bother you.
当你和人关系不好的时候，你会觉得很受困扰。
When there's hurt feelings, it's going to keep you awake at night.
当人与人之间产生伤害的时候，会让你夜不能眠。
And God's going to work in your spirit.
神会在你的灵里面做工。
And he's going to say, I want you to reach out your hand.
会去督促你，去伸出手。
Be the first to make things right.
做那个起始的人，去试图弥补的人。
As God extended a bridge to you, extend a bridge to that person with whom you have that chasm, that relational chasm.
神主动向你造了一座桥，那么也敦促着你去主动向他对方去造一座桥梁。
Some of you have chasms in your family.
有的人在家庭关系中
Some of you have chasms with coworkers or schoolmates. Some of you may have chasms right here at the church. Relational chasms are very real. And some of them get bigger and bigger and bigger. And if you look at purely from a human perspective, you say, no way. No way is that relationship going to be reconciled. No way will we ever be friends again. But here's the second piece of this wonderful news. The Bible says that the same power that brought Jesus back to life, a supernatural power, is available to make internal changes in us and bring about bridge building between us and others.
圣经说，那个是耶稣基督复活的超自然的神圣的力量，也可以使我们发生内在的改变，并在我们和他人之间建造起一座桥梁。
Look at this in Ephesians 1, 18 to 20. It says that you may know, he wants us to know, the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
以弗所书1章18节20节说，使你们知道。
Now, it takes about as much courage to reach out over a relational chasm as it does for any other requirement of life.
跨越人类关系的鸿沟需要一个非常大的勇气。
To extend a hand when somebody has wronged you.
当有人得罪你的时候，你愿不愿意伸出那个和好的手？
For you to take the initiative when you have been hurt.
当你受到伤害的时候，愿不愿意主动伸出手？
To talk to that person.
去找那个人谈一谈。And
to say, let's clear this up.
去跟他说，我们把这个事儿说清楚。Let's
bridge this problem and come together.
让我们 把这个矛盾解决好，我们再次能够走到一起。It
takes courage to do that.
这需要很大的勇气。Courage
beyond what most of us have on our own.
这个勇气超出了我们大多数人自己所能够拥有的。But
not more than what can be supplied with the power that raised up Jesus from the dead.
但是这个再大，也不会超过那个使耶稣从死里复活的大能。
And Jesus gives us that kind of power.
耶稣他就赋予了我们这个大能。
God will give you the courage and the power that you need to extend your hand over to someone with whom a chasm, a relational chasm, exists.
神会给你这样的勇气和大能，让你能够伸出手，去和这个鸿沟的另一端来弥合，来谈。
You look to Jesus and he'll give you that courage.
我们仰望耶稣，耶稣会给我们这样的勇气。
And then there's one more bridge over a chasm that has to be crossed.
然后还有一座桥，我们也要去跨越。
And it's the chasm from this life into the next.
那就是从我们今生到来世的这样的桥梁。
Now we usually don't talk about it.
人们通常不爱谈论这个。
Because it creates some uneasiness, we're talking about death. And the final chasm is between this life and the next life. But it's something we all have to face. Death happens. And when it happens, we're kind of shocked.
但是好像死的人死的时候，所有的人又都会觉得震惊。
It's like we have this denial going on that death is not going, it's going to happen to someone else, but it's not going to happen to me.
就好像人类都在竭力的否定, 认为别人会死, 但是我不会死。
And part of that denial, for some anyway, is they're not exactly sure what's going to happen on the other side of death.
人们这样否定是因为他们不清楚死了以后会面对什么。
So we don't want to think about it.
所以干脆就不去想。
Some are not sure if they're prepared to meet God on the other side.
而且很多人也不肯定说在死了以后是不是真能见到神。
Some don't know if there really is a heaven and a hell, and how one would get to the preferred option of heaven.
很多人也不清楚死后是不是有天堂，或者地狱，甚至还有这个有个选择是可以到达天堂的这个选择。
So they deny it and don't think about it.
所以他们就干脆否认这个事实，不想去想。
But the Bible makes it clear that death and the other side of death is a reality, and we're going to have to deal with it.
但是圣经清楚地告诉我们，死亡和死亡的世界是真实的，我们必须要面对的。Look
at this in Matthew 25. When Jesus comes in his glory, he will sit on the throne, and all people will be gathered before him, and he will separate one from another. And he'll say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then he'll say to those on his left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
马太福音25章31节到46节说，当人子在他荣耀里，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来。于是王要向那右边的说：“你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。”王又要向左边的人说：“你们这被咒诅的人，离开我，进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去。”
这些人要往永生里去，那些义人要往永生里去。Now, some of you watch television when there's a football or a basketball or a baseball game or some other kind of tournament.
我们在电视上观看那些足球、篮球、棒球比赛转播的时候。And
every once in a while, you'll see a big card that someone is holding up in the audience, which reads 316.
有时候会看到。 观众席中有人会举着一张广告牌，上面印着"看316."
It's a reference to John 3:16 in the Bible.
就是让人们去看约翰福音3章16节，
where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son as a bridge, you see, and whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life."
三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。这就是我们刚才说的那座桥梁，叫一切信他的怎么样的，不至灭亡，反得永生。The
text says you can have everlasting life.
经文说你可以获得永生。You
can know you have it.
你知道你可以拥有永生。You
can be assured that you have it.
你可以放心。 你会拥有永生。You
can be absolutely confident that you have it.
你可以确信自己拥有永生。We
live in an uncertain world.
我们生活在一个不确定的世界。We
live in a world with terrorism and disease and accidents and war and natural disasters and pandemics.
我们生活在一个充满了恐怖袭击、疾病、事故、战争、自然灾害和流行病的世界。And
we never know what's going to happen. God doesn't want us to live in fear. He made it possible for us to be sure of eternal life in heaven. And this is the third great piece of news. When Jesus resurrected from the grave, he built a bridge into the next life that all of his followers could walk over.
当耶稣基督在 坟墓中复活的时候, 他建造了一座通向来生的桥梁,
a bridge into eternity, a bridge into heaven.
这是通向永恒的桥梁, 通向天堂的桥梁。
And those who believe in Jesus can be confident of it. They can look forward to it.
那些信主耶稣的人, 可以充满了信心, 充满了期待。
And instead of fearing it, they can actually anticipate it.
他们实际上可以, 不仅仅可以预见这个事情, 而且他们不会害怕。
A few weeks ago, my daughter-in-law's father died.
几周前, 我儿媳妇的父亲去世了。
He had been suffering from cancer for the last 3 years.
过去3年来, 他是和癌症在做斗争。
And in his final hour, his breathing was very, very hard.
在他生命的最后一刻, 他的呼吸变得非常困难。
His wife, who is a believer, whispered in his ear, "Go to Jesus. He's waiting for you. You'll be able to breathe easier. Don't hold back. Go to Jesus."
他太太也是一个信主的人, 就在他耳边低声说, 到耶稣那儿去, 他在等你。 你就能轻松呼吸, 不要害怕, 到耶稣那里去。
And George himself was a wonderful believer.
乔治就是他儿媳妇的父亲, 他本人就是一个信主的人。
His favorite hymn was "Just a Closer Walk with Thee," referring to Jesus.
他最喜欢的赞美诗就是与你走得更近。
And he looked forward to going to heaven where he'd have a perfect body.
他期待着进入天堂, 因为在那里, 他将拥有一个完美的身体。
And so he listened to the advice of his wife. He relaxed. He breathed his last breath. And he crossed the chasm into heaven.
他听了他太太的话, 他就放松下来, 呼出最后一口气, 跨过鸿沟, 进入了天堂。
Revelation 21:4, "And God will wipe away every tear from their eye, and there shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away."
启示录21:4节说, 神要擦去他们一切的眼泪, 不再有死亡, 也不再有悲哀, 哭嚎, 疼痛, 因为以前的事都过去了。
In heaven there'll be no pain.
在天堂,
no
sickness. 不会有疼痛, 不会有疾病。
No tears.
不会有泪水,
no death.
不会有死亡。
George anticipated that day, and now he's experiencing it.
乔治预料到了这一天, 他现在正在经历这一天。
Now some of you have some physical difficulties.
你们当中有些人身体有些疾病。
And some of you have some emotional hurts that you carried with you for a good part of your life.
有些人一生都承受着情感上的伤害。
And the promise to you is that because of the resurrection of Jesus and the bridge that he built, you will be transported across that bridge when you die into heaven.
但是神对你的应许是, 由于耶稣基督的复活和他建造的桥梁, 当你死后, 你也将被传送, 穿送过那座桥, 进入天堂。
And you'll receive a new body.
你将获得一个新的身体。
All those hurts will be healed.
所有这些你今生的伤害都将被治愈。
You'll live in complete wholeness.
你将生活在非常完整的状态中。
You'll live in an environment of rich relationships.
你将生活在一个人与人关系非常的和谐的环境中。
You'll live in a beautiful place.
你会生活在一个非常美丽的地方。
You won't have to worry about a thing.
也无需担心任何事情。
Everything will be perfect.
一切都是完美的。
And your own effort to span the chasm of sin in order to get over to God yourself.
不要再靠自己的努力试图跨越这座鸿沟。
Walk over the bridge that Jesus made for you.
走过耶稣为你建造的桥梁。
Believe in Jesus.
信靠主耶稣。
Receive Jesus into your life.
让耶稣进入你的生命,
become one of his followers,
成为他的跟随者,
and declare it in baptism,
在洗礼中向世人宣告,
And to those who have already done this, extend a hand and be a bridge to someone that you're having a relational distance with.
那么如果你已经做了这个事情，那就请你伸出你的手，作为那个建造桥梁的人。
Make a phone call.
打个电话。
Have the courage to say, I'm sorry, let's try again.
鼓起勇气说对不起，让我们再。
Be a bridge and extend your hand to that one you're distant with.
向那个和你渐行渐远的人伸出你的手，造一座桥梁。
And then some of you need to look at the hope you have through Jesus.
但是你们当中一些人需要看看你们通过耶稣所拥有的希望。
Heaven and all its beauty is available to you.
天堂和它所有的美好都在向你开放。
You can have it.
你可以拥有。
You can know it.
你可以知道。
You can live with the certainty of it in your heart.
你可以带着这样的确定性。
You don't have to be afraid.
你不必要害怕。
Jesus will call you across that bridge into a wonderful eternity that he's prepared for you.
耶稣会呼召你走过他这座桥，进入他为你准备的美好的永恒当中。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
While our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, think about what we've been talking about today.
当我们闭上眼睛祷告的时候，思考一下今天听到的信息。
Have you ever walked across that bridge that Jesus prepared for you?
你有没有走过那座耶稣为你建造的桥梁呢？
Tell Jesus that you're sorry for your sins.
告诉耶稣，你为自己的罪感到痛心。
And that you believe he died on the cross in order to save you and forgive you.
你相信他死在十字架上是为了拯救你，是为了赦免你。
And invite him to come into your life.
邀请耶稣进入到你的生命当中。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the salvation that we have through Jesus.
主啊，我们感谢你通过主耶稣基督赐给我们的救恩。
And give us the assurance that we have everlasting life.
请给我们这个永恒的确据，让我们知道我们拥有永恒的生命。
And keep us from fear.
让我们不要再害怕。
But instead give us faith.
给我们信心。
And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。